We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
They will fix it. If not, they have a great inventory. Echo, Steel, and Honda. Whether it's chainsaws, lawnmowers, blowers, Germantown Hardware and Paint has everything you need to get the job done right. If you need it, they have it. Germantown Hardware and Paint, family owned and operated since 2001, with a staff that knows the store with unsurpassable knowledge and customer service. At the corner of Poplar and Germantown Parkway, online at germantownhardware.com.
You value the safety of your family, especially when in your car. The Volvo XC90 has received numerous awards for its safety ratings, making it the natural choice for you and your family. Volvo Cars of Memphis has the safest cars on the road today and at a price you can afford. Volvo Cars of Memphis has served Memphis with an unmatched quality of service. You expect the best price, the best service, and the safest cars at Volvo Cars of Memphis. Drive safe. Drive a Volvo from Volvo Cars of Memphis.
Feeling cramped in your current home? Orion's team of mortgage experts know how to make your home buying process simple. Visit OrionFCU.com and get moving today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
At Sport Clips Haircuts, we're on a mission to help our veterans with their education. In 2013, we established the VFW Sport Clips Help a Hero Scholarship Program. With the help of your generous donations, we've raised over $6 million and awarded more than 1,400 scholarships across the country. Visit Sport Clips today and help a hero. And on Veterans Day, November 11th, Sport Clips will donate an additional dollar for every haircut we give. Help us continue this honorable mission.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
You always test the water, don't you? Whenever you get into the shower or the bathtub, you always make sure the water is not too hot so you don't get burnt. And the same thing is true if you're thinking of selling your home. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. Celebrating 150 years in business. Back to the hot water. When you or someone you know is thinking of selling, make sure and test the water. Talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out not only what they think about your house and the price, but what they will do for you. And make sure that I am one of them. I have an award-winning, highly successful strategic marketing program with a Shell Bucks option that can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. You can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Find out why people often say that when you want the job done, call Shell Done. Between the internet marketing, our nationwide relocation business, and the Shell Bucks, you definitely need to call me at Shell Done Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now and don't get burnt. Now, just hit me.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It is moving season, so make sure you call my friends over at Blacktime Moving for all your moving needs. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home, office, cross town, cross country, make sure you call the pros at Blacktime Moving. 316-6196, 316-6196. They have changed moving in the city of Memphis. Because when you're moving, you're not just moving things, you're moving pieces of your life. And the good folks over at Blacktime, they understand that. That's who I went with when I moved a couple years ago. Everything went where it was supposed to go. Nothing got broken. And that is all really you can ask for when you are moving and you're going with a moving team. So call Black Tie today, 316-6196. Book your move now. Moving season is always here. Black Tie Moving can take the chore of moving your things out of your hands. Make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, change your moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. You know what that song means. It's time for the rundown.
Now, it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Memphis basketball has a game tonight. Did you know that? It's our second game of the season.
Just because I don't cover it still like you.
Well,
doesn't mean I don't know that they have a game. Yes, I know they've got a game tonight, John. I'm excited about it because it's a tune-up for Oregon.
It's their
How's that?
It's their fourth exhibition of the night, of the season.
It is not the fourth exhibition.
They play a team from Chicago, the UIC Flames.
You need to be better on this.
Yeah, UIC Flames, Illinois Chicago.
That man said a team from Chicago.
That's about all that you need to know about them. I mean, Memphis is a 19-point favorite. They're going to kick the crap out of this team.
Ooh, this is a team that is not good. You're right. But they're better than South Carolina State.
Hard not to be, to be honest. Hard not to be. But listen, the importance and the significance of this game, yes, is that it is the last game before Oregon. That is the significance.
It's a quick turnaround, too.
Yes.
I mean, you're back on the court Tuesday up at Portland against Oregon. So you want to be good. I was talking about this with Drew Hill. I know you got some keys here for Memphis, but the keys for me just getting Tyler Harris feeling good, Lester Quinones, those shots that they took, which were good shots. You want to see a few of those drop tonight so that your guys are coming in there a little hot when you get in there next week. I'd like to see, you know, if I'm Penny Hardaway, Precious sort of, you know, kind of come with the same thing that he's come in the second half of games with we've seen a couple of times this year. Want to see that for a whole game tonight? Hell, you got to feel pretty good about Wiseman, where he's at after this. And, yeah, man, you just want to make sure your team's all on the same page as it heads into one of its biggest games of the season and its third game of the season.
Right. I mean, listen, I'm not going to sit here and break down.
There's no need to break down.
I hope nobody was sitting around the radio hoping that I was going to come on here and break down Illinois-Chicago.
Well, we could tell when you said a team from Illinois that probably wasn't going to come. Wasn't gonna follow a big analysis.
I don't know who the coach of Illinois-Chicago is.
Damn.
And I don't really care.
Do you mess with Ken Pom?
I don't know. No. Because he said the Tigers are going to be 51st. What are they ranked, by the way, now in Ken Pom after their first game? I'd be interested to know.
48th.
Oh, okay, they moved up. Okay,
yeah, three spots.
They moved up. I think I'm safe. I don't think I'm going to have to get a tattoo of Ken Pom on my ass.
I heard you talking about that.
Yeah, I think I'm in the clear after that game. What do you say?
You think there's a big old win, John? Is that what you're telling us?
Tonight? Oh, yeah, without a
doubt.
Well,
then tell me about Tuesday.
Well, Tuesday's interesting. I mean, it's interesting just because I don't look at Oregon. I'm not worried about James Wiseman's performance against Oregon. I don't think there's anybody that can guard James Wiseman on Oregon either. So, like, everybody, you know, I've heard the sort of narrative, which is, all right, yeah, that's great. That's great that James Wiseman did that against South Carolina State, but let's see what he does against Oregon. Again, Oregon does not have anybody that can match up with James Wiseman either. Let's be honest about it. Now, if they had Infalidante, that'd be a little different, you know? They don't. He's not playing for the first couple months of the season.
That's what I'm saying. And it ain't just James. Like, the idea that Precious can't be just as impactful, right? Right beside
right.
him at 6'9" and as long as he is, it's crazy because it's really like having it's having two pros right there in the middle. And again, you're a college basketball team. I will throw at you, John, because I doubt you've got it pulled up. But Ken Pom only gives them a 37% chance in that game because they call it a semi away game. Should be a complete away game. Technically it's considered neutral, but it shouldn't.
Right.
That's the thing I like about Ken Pom. Semi-away is what he calls it,
right.
Which it really is an away game. But he only gives Memphis a 37% chance in that one. We know why. You know, it's formulaic.
Right.
He doesn't, you know, the top 30 freshmen kind of fit into his formula?
Right.
Guys that are rated in the top 30, so a Precious and a Wiseman maybe, but not the rest of it. Anyway, the idea that you've got them still at 48th,
you know,
you don't pay attention to these rankings but this early.
I think that's
– not with Ken Pom.
That's fair, 37%. It is the third game of the season. And it is a quote-unquote, you know, basically an away game. So that's fine, even though, you know – what I'm more worried about in the Oregon game is not what James Wiseman does. It's what everybody else does. Because that's going to be the game where you need big-time performances from Boogie Ellis and Lester Quinones and DJ Jeffries, because I think we've established that James is going to be able to get his. Like, James is going to do his job.
I want to see that against everybody, no question.
But I think that's going to be a game when you're sort of, you know, or what Oregon does have is Peyton Pritchard. You know, they do have – they do have, you know, experienced guards, and to me, that's an area where I'd like to see Memphis You know, I'd like to see them make some noise on the perimeter in that game. I think that's how you win it.
This is one of seven games for Memphis that right now, and again, teams can get better, so this can change, but one of seven games that right now KenPom considers a marquee, sort of a signature game for Memphis. And you can go back and forth on what those will be in the AAC, mm-hmm. because right now he's got Connecticut as one. Connecticut come out here and fall on his face, and then no longer one. But right now, they're one of Memphis. That matters. Why? Because we think this is going to be a year where seeding is going to matter to Memphis, where you could be talking about the difference between a 2 and a 4, a 2 and a 4, so a 3 and a 4 seed, a sliding from a 2 to a 4. Who knows? But when you've got these opportunities, these are the big ones that you've got to get, the ones that the committee are going to be looking at, even with it this early in the season. Mm-hmm. Because, again, you've only got so many of these opportunities to get a what could be considered a signature or marquee win. So, again, third game of the season, you've got one of these coming up. That's why tonight's important, because you want to be hitting on all cylinders going into a very important one on Tuesday that will definitely have an impact on how you fare there at the end of the season. Could really impact your seeding in the tournament.
Yeah, Oregon has one more game tomorrow. It'll be against Boise State before you take them on in Portland as part of that PK80. But what a game that will be. I mean, it's going to be one of the best games. You know, obviously you had the Champions Classic, but it's going to be, outside of that, one of the best games, you know, in the first month or two of the season, you know, because you're going to have two top 25 teams matched up against each other on a neutral floor. It should be great.
And who knows if that NC State game, which looked good,
yeah.
right, quality game,
yeah.
when you looked at that this offseason, right, and you saw that on the schedule when we knew, who knows if they're going to be, you know, what we kind of thought, which was a tournament team coming yep. off a pretty solid NIT season last year. KenPom's got them listed, too, as an A right now. But remember, they came out and laid an egg against Georgia Tech in their first game of the season, a Georgia Tech team that not many expected anything from this year. Not saying that NC State won't be that team, but my point is, on these limited opportunities that you've got to knock off the big ones, you want to get those because, again, this ain't a year where you're just trying to get in the tournament. This is a year where seeding is going to matter for you, and each of these big wins you want to get so you can maximize your seeding.
I think that is exactly right. So Memphis plays a game tonight, 6 p.m. against the UIC Flames. I expect Memphis to roll much like they did against South Carolina State. And then it will be on to Oregon.
Next story.
All right, this is actually a pretty big story. Might as well get to it. The Buckeyes defensive end, Ohio State Buckeyes defensive end, Chase Young, Heisman Trophy contender, if you listen to any of the new folks that are trying to get a defensive guy to win the Heisman. It's been it's going to be a while, and I think you'll still be waiting if you're hoping for Chase Young to win it. That said, he leads the country in sacks at 13.5, and the news is he's being held out of this weekend's game against Maryland because of a potential undisclosed violation of NCAA rules. John Martin, did you think we would see this one coming for a guy that most people say is the best player in college football and a guy who Mel Kiper right now as number one on his big board ahead of Tua?
Well, I mean, I certainly didn't have any kind of information on it or anything like that, but I do think it's, you know, it's unfortunate, and it goes back to the name. I mean, this is, you know, we're talking about a loan here. That was the story, right, that it was a loan, and now there's a story coming out that maybe it was an agent. The family friend who offered the loan was perhaps an agent. You know, that's going to cause problems.
Do you still have a problem? Aren't these stories tough when we're talking about extra benefits, right? You got to stay within the rule, even when we know the system's messed up and these kids should be getting a little bit extra.
Yeah.
Right, and the rules are changing to where, and pretty soon they will be able to get them. I mean, isn't it a little weird to, like, because today it's, Chase Young broke rules. You know, what were they? Get him out. Get him off when we know that the rules are about to change because the system's all messed up as it is. And isn't it weirder reading these stories now when you know and you hope they're sweet? You know, I don't know that there'll be sweeping changes, but that changes are coming so that some of these guys in these instances maybe don't have to, you know, go out and take out a loan. You know what I'm saying? Because of your image likeness, which you'll be able to profit off of hopefully one day.
And the fact that, you know, Chase said he repaid it and all that.
That's what I'm saying. You know? I mean, like, was there any cheating going on or any real malice, you know what I'm saying, in these? But the story today, and I mean, this is where the NCAA puts us with its whack system, is that, you know, Chase Young and his family have done wrong here, and you've got to get him off the field. It's ridiculous because we know the system's flawed. I mean, it's just different reading these stories.
What obviously does change the college football playoff. I mean, it's not going to make a difference this weekend. Obviously,
if he can't go the rest of the season, yes.
But yes, if he is out multiple games, and you know they have to go through the rest of this schedule without him. You know, they got Penn State on the 23rd. Like, if he's not back for that. You know, yeah. I mean, this could have serious implications in the college football playoff. No Chase Young. And you hate to see it, too, because the young man was having a – I mean, he was in the Heisman conversation, you know. As a defensive end, he was in the Heisman conversation to give you an idea of just how good of a year he was having. He wasn't gonna win the Heisman, but the fact that you're even in – you're in that conversation whatsoever.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
You know?
He's head and shoulders best defensive player in the country, probably best player in the country, period. He is a man among boys. There's no question about it. And, look, it's going to be fine for him if he doesn't play. It's going to hurt Ohio State. For him, look at Bosa last year. And, I mean, he goes out, sits out the whole season. He's in the NFL now shining. And so that Chase is going to get drafted probably number one or two no matter what happens from the rest of the season. But I'm with John on Ohio State's hell, part of the reason they're number one, part of the reason they've been so dominant statistically and get that edge over LSU in that ranking is because how dominant Young's been. He is a beast.
Chase Young is out. Maybe he'll be out multiple games. The big blow for Ohio State, especially if he's not back for that Penn State tilt on the 23rd.
Next story.
All right, Jason, sometimes there will be something that happens in pop culture that I like to run by you, and this is one of those situations. This weekend, there is a premiere of a new Stephen King movie called Dr. Sleep. Okay? Are you aware of this movie at all?
Nope.
Okay, well, apparently it is a sequel and more than just a spiritual sequel, like it's actually considered a sequel to The Shining.
What?
Yeah, so this is a sequel to The Shining. In 1980, sometime after escaping the Overlook Hotel, Danny Torrance and his mother Wendy live in Florida. That is the first description. That is the first sentence of the plot in Dr. Sleep, Jason. Now, The Shining that would have been your glory days in the 80s, right?
1980, fool, I was four.
You were 4 years old when The Shining came out?
Red rum.
And you remember it?
Because we watched it for years after. John said only the scariest damn thing out there. They'd re-show it every year. Jack Nicholson, are you kidding me? This thing, it's a classic.
The Shining is the scariest movie to you?
Bro, Jack goes crazy on his own family.
Hold on now. The Shining is the scariest movie to you?
Dude, I know you like monsters under the bed, right? I mean, that's what scares you. But what scares me is crazy white people, right? And so when this dude was by... Dude, he's in this haunted hotel.
Yeah.
And there's a brother that takes care of the place.
Yes.
Right? An old black man.
Yes.
Reminds me of some people in my family. You
okay.
understand what
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And Jack's lost his mind. He's gone crazy. He wants to kill his wife and his kid. And he sees this old black man coming. And he is hidden, John, behind a column. And we can see it, but the brother can't. And what's in old Jack's hands but an axe?
Mm-hmm.
And, John, what are we doing? Every time we see them, we are screaming at that brother. He's got the axe!
Yes.
And every time, John, Jack sinks it into his chest.
Yeah.
We can't save him.
No, you can't.
That's scary, bro.
It is scary.
Monsters under the bed and in your closet, that ain't scary to me.
No.
I know that's what gets you.
The scariest...
Little dark ghouls and goblins.
That doesn't scare me. The scariest movie of all time is The Exorcist. That is the scariest movie of all time.
You have to believe, right? You have to believe for it to be scary. And I just didn't believe enough of The Exorcist.
You don't believe that people are walking around here possessed?
Possessed by your devil.
That's the movie. That's the entire movie. The Exorcist is the scariest movie of all time. Not The Shining.
I'm supposed to believe, like, throwing up green pea soup.
Projectile vomiting.
Come on, bro.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, you know, who can say? But anyway, Dr. Sleep is out in theaters this weekend. Do you think you'll be getting around to seeing it?
Scarier movie, Brad. Solve that before I get to that.
Mm-hmm.
Scarier movie.
The Shining, I put it right
you
there.
Would agree. Maybe it's just us old people.
And it's
people,
my
John.
Era, too. It's
yeah,
like our
maybe
time.
It's just us older folks. I don't know. But
wait, y'all don't think The Exorcist is scary?
Oh, I think you're going to have people with you, but I'm curious about this because, again, you go to most folks, if you went to Family Feud, you said it's most scariest movie, you're going to get a ton of Exorcist submissions. Yeah. There's
well,
no question.
All right, this is actually, okay, so let's say.
But it's Jack and his performance, I think, that
crazy.
Makes that movie
well, Linda
so
Blair's
damn scary.
Linda Blair's performance as a freaking 9-year-old.
Yeah,
I mean,
but it's a bunch of makeup and throwing up green, and, you know, those of us that don't play, don't do the play. Might say, you know what, that's a lot of, you know, it don't look so real. With Jack, you didn't need it. It was his performance that was my gosh.
All right,
didn't need any special effects.
All right, look, Family Feud is coming to Memphis. I don't know if you saw that news, but Family Feud is coming to Memphis.
I need to be on it.
In December, okay?
Love
it. And here is the question. What are the scariest, like, I'm just going to give you five. What are the scariest movies ever?
Oh, I know Exorcist will be on there. As I would think, us older generation will have The Shining if you come ask us 4-year-olds.
Okay, Exorcist. I mean, I don't have the answer, but I'm curious. Exorcist, Shining. That's two. We have three spots left. What are the
Somebody's going to say Halloween, right, on y'all side?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The whole series,
the
right?
Kruger
Halloween,
stuff.
One of the, you know, if you just put those guys in.
Halloween, okay. Halloween will be up there.
Nightmare
on Elm Street.
You would do that, but you probably put Jason before Nightmare on Elm Street, maybe. Right.
Okay, so
early on when those were scary.
So are those, what about Hellraiser?
I'll tell you what, Get Out scared the hell out of me.
Yeah, well, we know, obviously, what your biggest fear is.
I know it won't
now.
Be at your top one. But.
We've learned now what your it took us 3 years and change to find out what really scares you, and it's us.
Possessed white people.
Yeah, anyway, Dr. Sleep's out. You ain't going to go see it? Mm. I mean, it's like, I feel like it could be closure for you, you know, so 30 years after the events of The Shining, you know?
Does the black man live in this one?
I don't want to spoil it for you. But it is 2019. I think we've come a long way in American cinema. You know, the black guy is not the first person to die, and I can promise you that. I can promise you that. Is that enough?
We'll probably check it out on the old stick.
Okay, it might be a stick weekend. It might be a stick weekend for old Dr. Sleep once CJ hits the hay. All right,
little blurry screen.
There you go. Dr. Sleep is out this week, and it's
the sequel. I appreciate you bringing that to our attention.
It's the sequel to The Shining. All right, we will come back. Evan Abrams is going to join us. We will talk to him about the NFL slate this weekend. Patrick Mahomes coming back, it sounds like. All that and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Today, the demand for data analytics professionals is high. The computer and IT sector is projected to grow 12% through 2024. That's nearly 500,000 new jobs. If you are a degreed professional interested in advancing your career in technology, you should check out CBU's Data Analytics Focused Master of Science in Computer Information Systems or their Data Analytics Graduate Certificate. Learn more at the Graduate Info Session October 29th at Christian Brothers University in Midtown Memphis. Register at cbu.edu/graduate.
Hey roofers, have a big job coming up? The Home Depot has all the quality GAF roofing shingles and accessories to help you get it done. And for a limited time, save 10% on GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and take an extra 20% off when you buy in bulk. You have jobs to do. We'll help you complete them with GAF Royal Sovereign shingles for 10% off. All other in-stock shingles are also eligible for 20% off bulk pricing. Available at the Home Depot.
Buckle up, taste buds. You're about to take an adventure of South of Beale, Memphis's most innovative and trendiest establishment. Celebrating 10 years in downtown Memphis in the main arts district, South of Beale has craft cocktails made from the coolest bartenders in the Mid-South, featuring draft brews from local and regional breweries only. Happy hour featuring $2 off draft beer, wine, and specialty cocktail list, appetizers, and more. 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your taste buds to South of Beale. Get started at southofbeale.com.
Mercedes-Benz of Memphis doesn't just have employees. They have families, more than 90 of them, actually. So if you want to own a vehicle that you'll love and deal with a family-owned business that treats people like people, not like customers, this is Gary Parrish encouraging you to go visit Mercedes-Benz of Memphis at 5389 Poplar. I own a Mercedes. Favorite car I've ever driven. Once you have one, you'll never want anything else. And though it's obviously a luxury vehicle, trust me, they're more affordable than most think. Better yet, don't trust me. Go see for yourself. 5389 Poplar is the address. That's Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, our city's original Mercedes dealership.
As someone who's been through a divorce, I know how emotional the process can be, and I know some lawyers just want a more expensive fight. So let me tell you about Justin Thomas and the lawyers of Thomas White and Gill. It's not one of those big national firms. Justin is a former first baseman for the U of M who won't back down, but understands that slash-and-burn lawyering isn't always the best way to produce the result or the bill that anyone wants. Thomas White and Gill has male and female partners and a range of billing rates. It is experts in divorce, custody, adoption, and wills and estates. To contact Justin or to see what the firm has to offer, go to memphisfamilylaw.com.
Dell celebrates your small business this season with the Black Friday sneak peek. Our biggest Black Friday ever starts right now. Save up to 45% on Windows 10 computers with Intel Core processors before Windows 7 support ends January 14th, 2020. Save on servers, plus a huge selection of the latest electronics, all with free shipping. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business technology advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
the season for Sarah Evans' Blue Christmas Tour, and she's bringing it to the Fitz on Saturday, December 7th. Multi-platinum country superstar Sarah Evans. Tickets start at $40. Get them at the Fitz or through Ticketmaster. Better yet, spend Saturday night with the Sarah Evans Concert Package. A deluxe room and two reserved seat tickets for just $209. Call 662-363-LUCK.
Nothing is better than all of us together at Christmas.
Don't miss Sarah Evans' Blue Christmas Tour. Saturday, December 7th, 8 p.m. Only at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Car accident? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law. That's all.
This week, the Jason and John Show is sponsored by First Horizon Bank, formerly First Tennessee Bank. First Horizon Bank on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Joins us every single Friday as part of the Action Network. He joins us now. Hey, Evan, what's going on, man?
It's going well. Going well. Emotional night last night in Oakland, huh? I mean, you know, some good play on some Thursday night football. A little sloppy, but, you know, not too bad.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was one of the best two-minute drills at the end of the game we have ever seen by a quarterback. I mean, that will go down in the annals of history, will it not? I mean, that was a masterful performance from Phillip Rivers.
No, listen, I mean, every single week, this quarterback is in a one-possession game with the spread on the line in the fourth quarter. Like, you know, it's him and Matthew Stafford. It's one of those two quarterbacks every single week. It's what makes it. The thing that I found interesting was, you know, obviously Rivers threw three picks, really two, you know, the last one he threw away, but it's going on to next week. It's what do you see going forward? Oakland with a huge win. Now they're listed -8 at home against Cincinnati next week. So maybe another win in the books, and Oakland could sneak in here.
Are they starting a playoff team maybe with that wide open AFC in terms of the second wild card? They got a shot when you look at what's ahead of them for them?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's an interesting prospect now, right?
Yeah,
I mean, I think it's that division, other than, you know, Kansas City, who looks like Kansas City, it's real interesting. It's real interesting there. So, I mean, when I look at it, could be a buy low spot for the Chargers, too. The Chargers now 100-1 to win it all. It's interesting. They're +3 on Monday Night Football against Kansas City next week. A very, very tough game for them. But, you know, if you're looking for a buy low spot, it's interesting going forward.
Yeah, I think you're lighting money on fire. on the Chargers.
I mean, you're going to be a million to one. They've been in every game.
On to the games this weekend, Evan. Titans Chiefs, sounds like Patrick Mahomes is going to make his return. The Chiefs are 6-point favorites in Nashville. What do you think?
Yeah, Chiefs are the most public play on the board right now. 78% of tickets, they're lining up. You know, went from -3 to -6. To me, I think Tennessee's got a shot. I really, really do. I think what Derrick Henry does in the backfield, and the way Kansas City's rush defense is 28th in run defense and DVOA, and they just let people run all over them, I think Tennessee could have a shot to cover. I want a better number, and I think I'm going to get it. So I won't put a dollar on it yet. It's 6 right now. I don't think it's going to go down. So I think there's a chance it goes up. People are going to line up to take Kansas City with the quarterback back. The only issue I have is this. Road teams Kansas City has lost to last two seasons, Seattle, Rams, Patriots. Is Tennessee one of those types of teams that can get it done? I don't know. But I think the number could be there. They're a running team. The clock could roll. It's an interesting play.
Number of Pittsburgh Steelers fans in this town, Evan, so I got to ask you about that game as well. Look, they've won 3 out of their last 4, you know, after a 0-3 start. They've got a Rams team that comes in at 5-3 and is a 3.5-point favorite. Last I looked, how you see this one?
Yeah, I mean, nobody's giving Pittsburgh a shot this week. They're getting 3.5 points, but they're only getting 32% of the tickets. I mean, the thing that makes it hard, they're going to be without Connor again. Right. You're going to have to rely on Samuels. Samuels was really, really good last week in the passing game, catching 13 of 13 targets while only seeing 8 carries. It's interesting to me. The thing that also hurts, the Rams will be without Cooks.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in 3 wide receiver sets, you're going to see Kupp, you're going to see Woods, you'll probably see Reynolds. I kind of like the under in this game. The under 45, mm-hmm. to me, was the play. It was 43.5 last night. Now it's up to 44. If it keeps ticking higher, I'm going to probably hit it again. I hit it at 45. Pittsburgh's D, second in adjusted sack rate, and the Rams' biggest weakness on the offensive line, their last in pass block efficiency. So, and the thing I look at, guys, there, since Pittsburgh got Minka, they have been really, really stellar on that defense.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, the play, especially if it ticks higher.
Yeah, John, you were talking about Minka Fitzpatrick earlier this week and how much he's improved that defense, no doubt about it. All right, Bills at Browns. Everybody's waiting on the Browns to get this thing turned around. Does it happen this weekend? What do you think?
This is an awesome game for a few reasons. It's the most tickets of any Sunday game right
now.
So bettors are lining up to take this one, and they're lining up to take Buffalo. Buffalo, except for Kansas City, they're one of the top teams. 70% of tickets right now. But to me, I like the other side. I don't love laying the points, but I don't really have a choice. Cleveland's the right play. Cleveland is 2-6 straight up, 2-6 against the spread. Buffalo's been rolling, but Buffalo's faced the Jets, the Giants, mm-hmm. the Bengals, the Dolphins, the Redskins. I mean, I could keep going. Buffalo's biggest issue is their run defense. Buffalo's biggest positive is their pass defense. You know, if Freddie Kitchens is going to make the call, which is he's probably not going to make the right call,
right.
but the right call is to run the ball.
You're
Nick
right.
Chubb should absolutely run down Buffalo's defense, and Cleveland should get a win they've been looking for weeks if they play this right. Last week, Adrian Peterson partied like it was 2009, running all over them. So I think that's the play. I think it's the right move, but I hate backing Kitchens.
Here's the other thing about that. I agree with you. Josh Allen is one of the league's worst quarterbacks when he is under pressure, and the Browns are going to send a lot of pressure. They blitz, I think, the 12th most in the NFL. So I really see Josh Allen struggling in this game. So I actually like that play quite a bit. Another team that is hoping to stop the bleeding, Evan, are my man Chicago Bears.
Thanks.
Is this the week? I mean, it's got to be the week, right? They're at home against the Lions. This has to be the week, doesn't it?
I mean, every week since Trubisky's been drafted, we've been saying this is the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they're 2.5-point favorites. I don't really even see many people talking about this game this week. There's more talk about Detroit to a degree just because of how bad that offense has looked.
Yep.
But both teams, to me, come in really limping. Chicago's lost 4 straight. Detroit's lost 4 or 5. The stat I look at is Chicago's 7th in pass defense DVOA, and they're 12th versus the run. They should do a good job against the best thing on Detroit, which is Stafford. Stafford has been throwing downfield more than he ever has, and Trubisky's been awful. Like, he ranks 33rd in terms of passing efficiency, only ahead of Darnold and Luke Falk. I mean, it really hasn't gone well for Trubisky, but I think Chicago's the play here. I think the smart move and the smart, like, under 3 points especially, Chicago should stop what Detroit does best, and I think that's the play.
Well, we'll see. I hope you're right, just as a fan. They can't score.
I mean, the thing that's funny about it, it's not a game anyone is talking about. Like I said, there's not a lot of bets on the board on this one.
Right.
It's just, to me, the number seems about right.
To get back into some of these bigger games, Sunday night game, you got a Vikings team that's 6-3 going to play the Cowboys. Cowboys a 3-point favorite. I think the over and under was around 48 last I checked this morning. May have changed. I don't think so, though. How do you see this one? Two pretty good teams.
Yeah, and you're actually seeing some pretty even markets. 50-50 in terms of over-under tickets and 55-45, a little bit of a Dallas edge, but it's a 3-point spread, mm-hmm. so basically a pick 'em on a neutral field. I mean, this is just a, you know, run them out. Who do you like to cover in this one? The numbers are pretty simple. The two stats you're going to look at is Cousins in prime time has just been atrocious. 6-12 straight up, 6-12 against the spread, 1-7 and 2-6 on the road in that spot. So, and bettors know it, odds makers know it. It's just been one of his Achilles heels. Now, in this position, I do think Minnesota shows value. I do like the 3 points. I'd like it a little higher. The thing I'm going to look at close to kickoff is the under 50. I'd love it to get the 50 points and take the under. There's a chance it gets there because we are talking about a primetime game, but both teams lost the under on bad beats last week, which kind of helps the value a little bit, and I hope it ticks up a little bit.
And then lastly, Evan, Monday night, you got the undefeated San Francisco 49ers versus Seattle Seahawks, who come into this game 7-2. San Francisco, 6.5, -6.5 at home. What are you on in this game?
Yeah, so I'm seeing about 6.5 as well. Listen, they're begging you to take Seattle. 63% of the tickets on Seattle right now. Right. They wouldn't be handing you 6 points if they didn't want you to take Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to probably like the Niners. I think, again, I don't love taking unders in primetime, but they're just getting inflated here. So I'm going to be looking at the under. Now, 47, 48, 49, those are really, really, really key numbers. So every half number or every half point you can get when it gets that high is really key. So try to get over it. Right now in the market, it is 47 on the dot. It was 44. So right now, and you got 80% of the tickets on the over. So the number might keep ticking up. I'm going to wait, like I said, for the other one as well, closer to kickoff. Usually more money comes in closer to kick, and the public likes taking overs. So it's something I'm going to look for. San Francisco first half may be interesting if you want to avoid some Russell Wilson magic, but I actually really do like the Niners in this one. They kind of stop everything Seattle does well.
Hey, Evan, man, we always appreciate the time every week. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys. Lots of fun.
Yep. He is Evan Abrams from the Action Network. He joins us every single Friday here on the show. Yeah, that's interesting, that line on Seattle-San Francisco on Monday. I mean, it does feel like a lot. Seattle's 7-2, you know. And it's not like San Francisco has looked particularly
– well, their defense wasn't as good against Arizona.
Right.
Right? After being dominant all season long, it took
and
a little bit of
a step
back.
And bailing out their offense, which at times, you know.
But look, I don't think they're the best team in the NFC. I know the record says otherwise.
Yep.
I still feel like even with that letdown loss against San Diego, that it's probably Green Bay.
They're 8-0. So, like, at some point, like, you know, I've been critical of them, but they're 8-0, and they find ways to win games. And so, like, they deserve credit for that. But
you think they're the best team in the NFC?
No, I don't. Like, I mean,
Seattle to me.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. But the problem, of course, is that they're 8-0. They have not lost a game. And so it feels a little silly to kind of try to diminish.
I'm not. Their defense has been elite. Let's be real. Save for that Arizona game, their defense has been elite level. There's no question about it. And look, they got a new number one receiver now. That looked good last week. And so they're legit. There is no question about it. I just wonder if they're the best team in the NFC.
Anyway, thanks to Evan Abrams for joining us on the show.
Tell us more this week. This is a tough one.
As always. We will come back. Taco Meat's going to do the 1 o'clock segment. He'll be here. And then Norton Hurt IV will be in studio at around 1:15. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92 on FM, ESPN.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
You're in charge of hiring. And Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Remember the first time you gathered the courage to ride the beast? Climbing the stairs as it roared by, filled with anticipation, and one last chance to turn back. In life, obstacles can stop you in your tracks. But with a bank like First Horizon behind you, with a deeper understanding of your path, you'll be amazed at your ability to rise above. See for yourself at First Horizon, the new face of First Tennessee, where understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Attention drivers. Join McLane in Memphis for an upcoming hiring event. Come see us November 12th, 13th, and 14th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at 6415 Shelby View Drive in Memphis. McLane has immediate opportunities for CDLA drivers, driver trainees, and shuttle drivers. Start earning great pay and generous benefits. Learn more at drivefrommcleanmemphis.com. That's drivefrommcleanmemphis.com. McLane Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
This is happening. I'm sitting at my standing desk, not necessarily looking at celebrity gossip, when Kevin bursts in.
The new homepage module is supposed to go live this month, Deirdre, and the dev team's backed up for weeks.
Kevin's solution is to sweat through his shirt. I hop on Upwork and hire a web dev agency with a flawless success rating, because the new module will be getting done. And thanks to Upwork, this is happening.
Oh, you've got this under control.
Oh, Kevin. As a matter of fact, I do.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
Downtown Dining Week celebrates its 11th anniversary November 11th through 17th. Join Memphis's most popular dining experience for a week of great eats at prices that can't be beat. 60 downtown restaurants are offering three-course dinners for just $20.19 and lunch specials for $10.19. Restaurants like Barware, Sage, Grecian Gourmet, Aldo's, Hugh, Felicia Suzanne's, Majestic Grill, and many more. Go to downtownmemphis.com or visit on Facebook for more info. Sponsored by Coppola Winery, Herradura Tequila, Tanqueray, and your local distillery, Old Dominic.
Howie, how did Robert Irwin Jewelers start?
Started by my Uncle Robert and my Dad Irwin on 7 West 45th Street in New York City. In search of a better life for our family, they found Memphis.
And what inspires you to keep the Robert Irwin Jewelers tradition?
The mission is treasures for life for less. I'm here for life's beautiful moments to help you celebrate. Engagements, anniversaries, Christmases to come, birthdays.
And you're always there.
Yeah, it's what I do. Bigger, brighter diamonds, perfect ring guarantee, zero down up to 72 months to pay, rijewelers.com. Come see me.
So I know you've heard me talk about my man, Dr. Keith Amadeo at Collierville Weight Loss, because he is the best in Memphis. It's an easy deal over there at Collierville Weight Loss. You want to lose weight, you want to reduce inches. There's no pills, there's no elaborate exercise plan. Dr. Keith is going to let you do exactly what you want for exercise. They also have their brand new laser light contouring program that is awesome. You don't have to take off from work, so there's no downtime, there's no pain, and you're going to reduce inches fast. Every program is different. Dr. Keith's going to work with you. Every patient is different. He understands that. Dr. Keith's mission is always the same. He wants to keep you healthy. He wants to help you avoid diabetes. He wants to help you avoid heart disease. So if you are ready to transform the way you feel, transform the way you look, give him a call. You can get a no-charge consultation. There's no crazy diets. There's no crazy pills, no crazy workout regimen, and no surgery. Give him a call, 901-221-8964. Mention my name, John Martin, to get a discount, or you can check him out online at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
Chevelle. So late! One of the biggest names in rock is coming to you live Saturday, December 14th, Horseshoe Casinos, Bluesville. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Ages 18 and up. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
out there might think that when an investor says they want to buy your home for cash, that the offer is just not going to be a good one, that you're going to get skimped on the deal. Well, that is not the case with the investor that the Live Love Memphis Group is working with. You might be thinking about listing your home and you may want $180,000 for it. Well, chances are your offer from the Live Love investor would most likely be in the $175,000 range. And that is all without the hassle of having to get ready to go on the market, the expenses of needed repairs, appraisal, closing cost assistance, all of that. So you could actually be making more from your home with the investor offer at Live Love Memphis Group.
Right, so it's time to see if you're thinking of selling your home that's not yet on the market, Shelby County and in DeSoto County. They'd love to hear from you. All you got to do is send your address and an email to investor@livelovememphis.com. That team over at Live Love Memphis Group, led by Jennifer Carstensen, going to do a free analysis. There's no obligation. That's the best part. No obligation to sell. And you're not going to get hassled to sell. Jennifer and her team not going to do that to you. The Live Love Memphis Group is simply going to tell you what that investor will pay. And it's up to you from there. You can make all the decisions for yourself. You see how much cash you could get for your home today by emailing your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com. One more time, burn it in your brain. Find out how much. investor@livelovememphis.com.
All right, Memphis, number 14 ranked Memphis, taking on Illinois Chicago tonight. Inside FedEx Forum, 6 p.m. That game will be on ESPNU, so you're not going to have to scramble to find it on ESPN3 or anything like that. Memphis, last I checked, a 19-point favorite against the Flames from the Horizon League. Now, this is a team that does have veterans, the Flames, but it won't matter because Memphis is just that much better.
The 9-11 show does polls, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and Drew Hill did a fantastic job today hosting for Jeff Calkins. And he had a poll, John, that we talked about that I thought was very interesting. I want to pose the question to you, if you don't mind, because I'm curious about your answer. Because I think you can argue it a bunch of different ways. I believe that poll, I don't have it in front of me, but he asked me the same question. I've still got it. Take out Precious and James. Which freshman has the biggest impact this year between Ball, Ellis, Quinones, and DJ Jeffries?
Mm-hmm.
Which of those freshmen has the biggest impact? Take Precious and James off because we know their impact will be great.
Well, I think we've already kind of seen
it. We all sort of pick different guys, and I'm curious who you would pick.
Oh, I mean, I'd 100% pick DJ. I mean, I think we've kind of seen his versatility.
That's where I went.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've already seen his versatility, right? I mean, he is every juncture, you know, every minute he's out there, he has been productive. And, you know, whether that's rebounding, whether that's sort of his unselfishness, whether that's his ability to get to the rim or, you know, make an outside shot, like, you know, they have big plans for him. You know, they have big plans for him, and I think he's crucial on both sides of the floor. You know, again, not that Lester and Boogie and Damian aren't going to be important and not that they're not going to have their impacts, but, you know, I'll be honest, like, I watch Boogie and I watch Lester, and I see guys who are still trying to find their roles. I see guys who are still trying to fall into, okay, what do I need to be doing? What's going to be my calling card? You know, and they haven't quite found that. Again, we're one game into the season. But DJ has already found his. And that's just get rebounds. That's just, you know, make the right read. You know, again, like I think his role is already well defined, which is just, you know, hustle your ass off, get rebounds, get steals, just be a nuisance out there defensively. So I like DJ a little bit more for that question.
No, I had the same answer as you, but I am really curious to see how this season goes for Boogie because it's changed. When Memphis signed him, we all pinned him in to the starting point guard spot. The moment it happens, because
right.
Again, you're talking about a guy from Duke, right?
Yep.
That's he didn't, you know, you don't get out of a letter of intent with Duke to go, you know, be at the back of the bench at Memphis. So you figured this guy's coming to play, and the idea was, well, this playmaker guy's got to prove he's going to be a point guard at the next level. So he's going to play the one, right? He's going to have to show he's going to be a playmaker. But then you get Ball's in here, and we see. Ball is that. He's playmaker first, and Penny's talked about it. You just said he's trying to figure it out. He's off the ball probably more now than he's ever been here recently. He's trying to figure it out. But I think, John, there's a chance here, and I'm with you that I'm still picking DJ because of the kind of everything he does and just where he's at right now mentally in terms of what he's willing to give this program. Hey, even if the shots aren't coming, apparently he's going to contribute everywhere else, at least right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there are big nights coming for Boogie off the ball, like big scoring nights possibly, because he's going to get comfortable in that, John, in that role. And that dude right there, we know, we've seen it, and I wonder if we've kind of forgotten about it here in the preseason just because what's the most he scored this preseason? Remember his 18 in the exhibition game. Yeah, but he had a big one in the Bahamas, I want to say. One really solid. Either way, I feel like there could be some big nights once he's really comfortable off the ball because that dude can fill it up.
Yeah.
And it's not just three-pointers. He can get to the basket. We've seen it as an athlete. Yeah. He can finish.
I think did he not have 16 against Lemoyne, I want to say?
I thought it was 18, maybe 16.
Yeah, but the point,
I thought there was one more big one in the Bahamas.
Right.
But I feel like more big may be coming as he gets used to being – off the ball and sort of being being looked to as one of the key scorers for this team.
Yeah.
So that he could become that. Even though I like your pick with DJ, I got an eye on Boogie because I think we're sort of forgetting about him in a
way. Well, I think that's definitely – and I think, again, you're talking about, it's not like there are a ton of defined roles yet on this team. I think the defined roles are James and Precious. Like, we know that they're going to get the ball a ton.
Balls is pretty defined.
Right, which is just run the team. But for everybody else, it's kind of to be determined, I think for everybody else, it's like, well, we know what Lester and Boogie are capable of doing, what they did in high school, right, which was just be lethal three-point shooters, So we know they have that in their bag. Lester hasn't found that for whatever reason. Like, he has not found that shot. It will come. It looks.
Yeah, I agree with Penny, though. Those have been good shots.
Oh, yeah, no question.
They've come in the flow.
Yeah, and his form is too good, for that not to start falling at some point. But I do think that's the advantage that DJ has. I mean, he's just that five-tool guy, And you put him out there, and you're going to look up, he's going to have 8, 5, and 5. Like, every night, basically.
Yeah, I liked that question. That's why I brought it up to you. I was curious about your answer. Is Isaiah Maurice going to play this season? They don't need him, do they?
I don't really see a scenario where he gets any kind of meaningful minutes now.
If he doesn't play any minutes, this is why I'm asking you that question. Does Dandridge, who Penny hasn't said yet whether he's going to redshirt or not, right, is he in the fold? Or are you happy with where you're at right now with what DJ has shown as sort of a – as sort of a backup big can be if you need it? You got Lance to go with behind pressure. Are you set right now with the two of them out and then hoping Isaiah is going to get eligible?
Well, I mean, well, you're already 10 deep right now, So how much bigger can the rotation get, I don't really.
No, it's not about it. I'm not looking to add. I'm looking at depth right now.
Oh, yeah, for
and
sure.
Isaiah clearly, right, you didn't need him against South Carolina State.
Yep.
Clearly you didn't. But just for depth purposes, because I think there'll be nights where Wiseman and Precious, maybe one or maybe both, are in foul trouble, and you've got to look to some depth.
Well,
I'm not saying every night. Most nights they're going
to
be out there.
I think that's what will have to happen.
I mean, don't you redshirt Dandridge?
Absolutely.
You want a kid like that around your program for as long as possible?
I mean, Penny even kind of hinted at that. He said, he's been practicing, but he's not,
That's my point, is don't you feel like you've got enough depth behind those guys right now? And you love Malcolm Dandridge and sort of what he brings when in terms of the program, the kind of kid he is, the kind of body he brings to the table. Don't you want that for another 4 years? It just makes all the sense to me, it feels like. If you feel good enough about your depth, why you would waste a year of him, right, if he's not going to get in too much this season and not redshirt him, wouldn't make a lot of sense to me. It just seems like a no-brainer to redshirt Malcolm.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't – You have enough with DJ Jeffries there sort of as your,
He's shown that he'll rebound and play the four.
Yeah.
The backup four.
And he's a big kid, So I don't Lance has looked good defensively,
Oh, he's fine. He's fine.
I mean, he's serviceable defensively. And I mean, I would say good defensively, like he had some.
He's tried to do a little bit too much offensively. Pressing a little bit maybe.
Yeah. You really don't need much from him at all on that end. It's putbacks and everything like that. But, this could be the kind of game tonight that, you see, a huge Precious game. I think tonight feels kind of like a, 20-10 kind of night for Precious. You know what I mean? And I'm just throwing that out there, but I just feel like he's going to want to say, hey, this ain't just the James Wiseman show.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I can play too. And he probably would have had 18-10, had he not gone out of the first half with foul trouble. So, I mean, that's the great thing about this team is that it's just going to be, it's just going to be a different dude every night for the most part. I really believe that. And listen, I think, I don't think James is going to have 28-11 every night either. You know, I think there are going to be nights where his offense kind of takes a backseat to Precious or Boogie. I mean, because again, so much of his offense, too, was off, like, putback dunks, you know?
And running the floor.
Yeah, and so how many of those points were off misses that become makes at some point for Boogie and Lester and Tyler, et cetera, you know? So you got to keep that in mind, too, is that that's why when we talked about James Wiseman to start this year, you know, 16-10 kind of felt like, you know, 14-11, that kind of felt like the sweet spot because, you know, he's going to create opportunities for everybody else too,
mm-hmm.
you know, and at some point they're going to capitalize on those opportunities.
Penny said he's not overlooking this one, looking at Oregon on Tuesday. If you were, I don't know if you could blame him or the team. I mean, this team, Illinois, Chicago, yes, picked third in the Horizon League. Yes, they've got a couple of players on their all preseason conference tournament team, but that's a team that barely beat Olivet Nazarene, coming off a 75-72 win over them on Tuesday. Again, maybe a little bit better than South Carolina State. KenPom's got them in the 100s, 131
yep.
to be exact, but I don't expect this to be a contest for long.
No, it will not. Memphis is a 19-point favorite for a reason. I suspect it will likely be another, you know, 24-26 minute night for James. You know, you don't want this to have to be a 30-minute night for James Wiseman. You know what I mean? Like, you want to be able to get him out and, you know, because that's important. You saw that,
mm-hmm.
you know, you saw that in the first game. You know, like, he played 22 minutes and that was all he had to play. We know that he can make the absolute most of his minutes. We saw that. So the best thing to come out of this game would be, James only having to play 23, 24 minutes, and then you can totally focus on Oregon, you know, on Tuesday.
I want to see Tyler hitting some shots. I want to see Lester Quinones hit some shots. I want to, these questions about whether or not Memphis is going to be a bad shooting team because they just haven't put it together yet, I want to put those to bed because the talent is there to be good. It's not like you're trying to stretch a bunch of guys that need to develop shots. You've got a bunch of three-point shooters who have been taking good shots, and they just haven't fallen at this point. So I am not concerned at all about it, but it would be nice to go ahead and see it start.
Yeah, no doubt. You want to get the confidence of those guys going.
Before Oregon.
Because the reality is that Oregon is not going to be about James Wiseman. Like, I feel like James is going to get his in that game. Whether Memphis wins or loses that Oregon game, it's going to be about how the guards perform. You know, it's going to be about getting big-time performances from Boogie and Lester or some combination of Boogie, Lester, Tyler, you know, A-Lo, DJ, et cetera. Like, I think that's what that game will come down to. The guards are going to have to make shots in a neutral site game against an experienced backcourt. Because if you look at Oregon, like, most of their guys are, like, redshirt sophomores or juniors or seniors. Like, obviously, Peyton Pritchard is a senior. You know, I mean, C.J. Walker is a freshman and Addison Patterson is a freshman. But their main guys, like, their two leading scorers right now, are both, I think, Chris Duarte is a junior, and Peyton Pritchard, who had 24 against Fresno State, he's a senior. So this is going to be – the big test is not James versus the Oregon front line. I think people are getting kind of carried away with that. The test is for these young guards against Oregon. That's the question of that game.
And we'll see Chandler Lawson.
He plays. He actually played quite a bit.
Did he?
I think he did. I want to say he got some real minutes.
I think he got some real minutes and like three, four rebounds or something like that. But you'll see Lawson as well in this game. That'd be fun to watch. Chandler was a stud. Look, Chandler was a stud for Penny at East to the point that I thought he's going to recruit him to Memphis, right? Because he talks about everything the kid can do. What we know is that he was always going to find a home somewhere, whether Penny was going to take him at Memphis or whatever. It'd be good to see Chandler Lawson again because I was always a fan of his game.
Yeah, Chandler Lawson played 15 minutes. He was 0 of 3 from the field.
Three, four rebounds?
Yeah, he had 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. So, like, I mean,
did they play Walker, though, the other freshman? My bad. I thought you had the box score in front of you.
No, the good news is that I'm young enough to where I can pull this up pretty quickly.
See, they're not relying on their freshmen as far as I can tell so far, at least what I drew a little bit from that first one.
He
wasn't out there that much.
Yeah, he had 8-2-2. That was his stat line against Fresno State. So,
a little bit more experienced team than Memphis.
Right.
But
so,
I would still give Memphis the talent edge.
Yeah, so
by a long shot, especially with knowing Fally Dante out there.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the wrong C.J. Walker. Apparently, there's more than one. There's one in Ohio State. Apparently, anyway. But yeah, he didn't have a great night. I know that C.J. Walker did not have a great night against Fresno State. So Memphis plays a game tonight against UIC. That's at 6:00. It'll be on ESPNU, and then it's all focus on Oregon, full steam ahead. All right, we will come back. Taco Meat going to join us. We'll ask him his thoughts on Deion Sanders, and we'll go through this weekend of games. That's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, this is Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenues with parking on Front Street. Stop by happy hour Tuesday through Friday, 5 to 6:30. Featuring $2 off all wines by the glass and Memphis beers, plus cocktail specials. Enjoy our small bites like Oysters of Love, house-smoked salmon deviled eggs, and dollar raw oysters. We also offer one of the city's largest bourbon lists. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Computer systems in cars are the new normal, from electronically controlled transmissions to touchscreen displays to dozens of sensors. But all this advanced tech is expensive to fix if and when it breaks. And I had that problem a few months ago. My car went dead. It turns out just needed a simple reset of the computer chip, but the process took...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.